Good to see you, my friend.
All right. We are gathered for the Board of Water and Natural Resources, June 29th, 2023 meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Welcome to everyone attending today's meeting or listening online. For those in the audience and board members, the microphones used for online listeners are located throughout the room and are very sensitive. Any side conversations may be picked up and heard by people listening online. For the benefit of our online listeners, everyone speaking needs to identify themselves, or I as a board chair will identify board members during board discussion. For our online listeners, if you step away for a while, please note there may be occasional breaks or recess during the meeting. During those breaks, the audio stream is also paused, so if you don't hear anything or hear music, you may need to wait a minute until the meeting resumes. Also, agenda items may be delayed by prior agenda items, so don't assume that we are on schedule. Today's meeting is also being recorded and the audio is made available online. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal, follow the link, and select the name of the board. As we get underway, this would be a good time to turn your phone or other electronic devices to the silent mode. Do we have a motion, or are there any changes to the agenda?
No, Chairman.
Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Gennert.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign?
Aye.
Motion carried. Like to approve the minute motion. We have a motion to approve the minutes of the March 30th, 2023 board meeting.
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Gennert.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion or comment? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign? Motion carried. At this point in time, we have an opportunity for the public to make comments, specifically about today's board meeting agenda. Hearing none, moving on to item number 5, amendments to the state water plan. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman Sokolt. Just real briefly before I get going, a couple of staff changes within DBNR, as I think everybody on the board was aware. Mike Perkovich retired June 8th. Sad to see him go, but happy for him. Thankfully, May 9th, I believe, we were able to bring in Mike's successor. Tina McFarling is in the back of the room. She'll be up in front of the board later today, but Tina is our new program administrator in the environmental funding program, so we'll be hearing more from her in the months and years to come. So thank you, Tina. Another new staff person that we have is Karen Zhao. Karen is a new engineer. She's also in the back of the room. Karen started with us May 15th, I believe, somewhere right around there. And so she's been on board just over a month, and we're immersing her in all that is engineering in the program. So both of those are new staff that we have on board. All right. We'll move on to item 5, Mr. Chairman. So we'll assist to water projects, which will require state funding or need state support for categorical grant or loan funds, need to be on the state water plan. The Board of Water and Natural Resources annually approves projects replacement onto the state water facilities plan and provides for amendment of projects onto the plan. Placement of a project on the state water plan by the board provides no guarantee of funding. The projects placed under the plan at this meeting will remain on the facilities plan through December of 2024. Projects seeking a clean water or drinking water state revolving fund loan must be included on the project priority list of the intended use plan. The state water plan applications are used to determine which projects should be amended onto the state revolving fund project priority list. There were 8 state water plan applications received by the May 1st, 2023 deadline. The list of projects was included in your board packet. There's a map on the screen showing the location of those entities. As I present the applications, I will also identify those projects to be placed on the Clean Water SRF and Drinking Water SRF project priority lists. Our first project is from Aurora. The city's growing population has reached the capacity of its 6-inch waterline connection to Brookings. capacity is determining the ability to increase capacity from either the city of Brookings or Brookings Rural Water System to meet current usage needs. This project would also construct a new water storage tank, install valves, and add 3,500 feet of water main to loop the distribution system's various locations. The project will be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 20 points, an estimated loan of $6,300,000 at 3.25% for 30 years. Next application is from Clark Rural Water System. This project would make improvements to the town of Raymond's water distribution system, including pipe replacement, looping of lines, and installation of water meters and pits. The completion of the project, Clark Rural Water would take ownership of the Raymond system and serve residents as individual customers. Be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 192 points, an estimated loan of $575,750 at 2.75% for 30 years. Next, we have an application from Kingbrook Rural Water System. This project includes construction of 25 miles of large diameter transmission line to better serve users in the northern and western portions of the system. The project would be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 8 points, an estimated loan of $27 million at 3.25% for 30 years.
Question.
Yes, Dr.
For Kingbrook, I don't have the total description of what they sent in, but on that length of pipe, they're going to ground, it must be somewhere in the project they're going to have pumps to pump that water.
I would assume there will be some booster stations and pump stations, and we'll have more detail when they come in with the actual funding application.
Okay. Thank you.
Next, we have two application from Lead. The first is that the city is proposing to replace 2,600 feet of 6-inch water line that serves the city of Deadwood, Sanford Underground Research Facility, and individual customers along the way that has reached the end of its useful life. The line will be upsized to a 14-inch pipe to supply current user demands. Project would be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 86 points, an estimated loan of $807,430 at 2.75% for 30 years. The second lead application is for an area that has been growing in the community in the southwest portion. This would accommodate the growth that has already occurred in some homes that are there and connected, but have some long lines and small diameters serving them, and would allow for some additional growth in the future with the size of the lines to be installed. Project would install an 8-inch water main approximately 2,600 feet adjacent to Highway 85. It would be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 81 points, an estimated loan of $605,236 at 2.75% for 30 years. Next, we have Medicine Mountain Scout Ranch. This is a system serving Scout Ranch campers that does not have adequate supply to meet usage demands. Project will install a perforated HDPE pipe adjacent to Spring Creek to collect water in the pipe as a gallery, and that will increase the available water supply for use. Be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 15 points, estimated loan of $51,572 at 3.25% for 30 years. Next, we have an application from Philip. They are planning to extend water main, sanitary and storm sewer, and surfacing to allow for residential development in what's known as the Croatch Edition. The water main expansion portion of the project is not eligible for drinking water SRF funding, as it will all be for future growth. The project will be added to the clean water SRF intended use plan only. The total project for state water plan eligible work is $1,516,375. The portion that would be added to the clean water intended use plan would be added with 6 points, estimated loan of $956,938 for those wastewater and stormwater eligible portions at 3.25% for 30 years. I would ask that anybody online please mute if possible. Our last.
Project will be added to the water SRF intended use plan only. The total project for state water plan eligible work is $1,016,000.
Yes. Somebody's got the PV Fiona in his back seat. Alright, you got it?
I muted somebody. Right.
Thank you. Last state water plant application, new state water plant application is from Spearfish. The city had received funding for a water system upgrade to include a 750,000-gallon water storage tank and new well for increased supply, along with piping to connect the facilities. The city has reviewed their plans further and determined the scope of the project needs to be amended to increase the storage tank to 1 million gallons, as well as to construct a well house. The location of the storage tank and well facilities have been adjusted some, an additional water main to connect the new facilities and make connections to the current distribution system will also be needed. The request for the additional funding will be presented later in today's meeting. This updated project will be added onto the state water or drinking water intended use plan with 38 points, an estimated loan of $8,268,327 at 1.625% for 30 years. With that, staff recommends placing all eight projects onto the 2023 State Water Facilities Plan.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Ganirk.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion or further question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried.
All right, we move on to the Clean Water Intended Use Plan Addition portion of Item 5. In addition to the projects that are shown on the upper portion of this, well, in addition to the fill-up project shown on the upper portion of the screen, we do have one other project to add in on the Intended Use Plan for 2023, that is Lake Norton. They received a previous Clean Water SRF loan and consolidated grant to replace the existing North Lift Station and make repairs to the wastewater treatment lagoons. Due to increased project costs, Lake Norton has submitted a new funding application to complete the project, which will be presented later in the meeting. Additional funds are necessary at approximately $500,000. The project will be placed on the Clean Water Intended Use Plan with 14 points, estimated loan of $500,000 at 3.25% for 30 years. We did have some narrative adjustments that we made throughout the intended use plan, primarily due to the rule amendments that the board approved in March, and those went to the Legislative Interim Rule Committee in May. Those were approved at that time and have now taken effect. So the main changes were to some priority point scoring for the projects on the intended use plan, as well as affordability criteria language for principal forgiveness eligibility. We updated the narrative information as well as updated those projects that do not qualify for that. Now, the one other thing that was adjusted was we received the final Clean Water SRF 2023 capitalization grant allotments from EPA, and so those final numbers have been updated throughout the intended use plan to show what those amounts actually are and not just the estimates that we always have to start off. So with that, staff recommends the changes to the Clean Water SRF intended use plan to both the narrative section and the priority list to include the two edition of projects shown on the screen.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same
aye.
Thing. Motion carried.
All right. Our drinking water intended use plan amendments. Much like on the clean water, we do have one project in addition to those state water plan projects that were just approved that needs to be placed on the intended use plan project priority list. That is for Crestbard. And they received a previous drinking water SRF loan, which included 100% principal forgiveness, as well as a consolidated loan in 2021 to replace 15,400 feet of water main throughout the community and install new meters. The project also increased since that time. Crestbard has submitted a new funding application to complete the project, which will be presented later at the meeting. The additional funds necessary are estimated to be $1,912,410. The project will be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 77 points, loan of $1,912,410 at 2.75% for 30 years. Narrative amendments, much like for the Clean Water Intended Use Plan, adjustments made for the rules that were amended by the board in March and approved by the Interim Legislative Interim Rule Committee in May. Again, primarily to the priority points for projects, as well as the disadvantaged system criteria and those systems that do or do not qualify for disadvantaged assistance have been updated. And again, similar, the drinking water SRF capitalization grant allotments for 2023 were received by EPA, the final allotments, so those numbers have been updated within the IGP as well.
So excuse me, Andy, where are you reading from? That's what you just told us.
I'm reading from my notes.
Well, I'm looking through all the information that I got, and I can't find that to follow you.
The intended use plan? I'm not exactly sure what you're...
Well, I got that list that you show up there on the back of the original page that introduced that. And then I've got all these others that we talked about. The eight or whatever it was. But the last thing, these last ones, I can't find the write-ups for those.
There wouldn't be the write-ups for those because those are previously state water plan projects. They remain on the state water plan. They were not on the intended use plan because they were funded one or two years ago. We need to, before the board is able to award any funding for them at the meeting later today, they have to be placed back on the intended use plan.
Okay.
So the project description will be discussed more when we present that application.
So that's what we did. We're putting them back on the plan.
Correct. Yes.
You understood that, Jerry?
Yep. I'm back on too. Right.
So staff recommendation is to approve the changes to the drinking water SRF intended use by narrative and priority list, as well as the addition of the eight projects shown on the screen.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Gennerk.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Item six.
We're good.
All right. Item six is to start off with funding applications deferred from our March 30th, 2023 meeting. Before we move into those, I would just like to give the board a brief recap of where we are at as far as available subsidy funds. Starting today's meeting, American Rescue Plan Act grants, we've had some reversions along the way for a few different reasons. Some of that's been from bids that came in under primarily and had low bids, and part of the grant agreements required that if bids were below a certain threshold, the grants would be reduced accordingly. So some of that's from that. A portion is from the Lewis and Clark Rural Water System. If the board recalls, we converted their storm zone to a grant. Part of that agreement included that a portion of their ARPA grant that was provided would be deobligated, and that was about $5.8 million. We've had a couple other projects over the course of the last 6 months or so that had fully deobligated and decided not to pursue their project, but that's been in the minority. So about $22.7 million currently unallocated. Consolidated program funds sitting just a little under $1.12 million available. Drinking water SRF construction grants, just under $180,000. And then clean water SRF water quality grants, just a little under $270,000 available. Moving on to the drinking water SRF principal forgiveness, we have a lot of different pots in that area these days because of the BIL funding. The pot that's the most flexible, the top one available for any borrower, is only $694,000 about, pretty limited there. From the base capitalization grant for disadvantaged communities, we have about $1.975 million available. from the BIL Supplemental Fund Principal Forgiveness that, again, is only eligible for disadvantaged communities, a little over $10.5 million, so a substantial amount there. BIL Emerging Contaminants Principal Forgiveness is $8.8 million. Again, that's only allowable for certain specific projects. And then the BIL Lead Service Line Funding for Disadvantaged Communities, over $14 million available. However, again, very small subset of projects that are allowed to utilize those funds. Moving on to the Clean Water Principal Forgiveness. From the base capitalization grant for those systems that meet the affordability criteria, we have $1,473,000 available. From the bill supplemental principal forgiveness for disadvantaged communities, we have just over $5.2 million. And then, again, the bill emerging contaminants on the clean water principal forgiveness, the decision, at least at this time, has been to reallocate those funds to drinking water emerging contaminants, where we think we have a little better shot of having some projects to utilize it, so that shows us zero because those funds have been, will be transferred to that portion of the funding. So we'll get into the meat of item six. As the board likely remembers, we had several applications in March which staff recommended the board defer action on. Those deferral recommendations were due to rule changes that have since become effective and allows staff to make more advantageous funding recommendations for the communities. I'll present those applications first, and then we'll present the new funding applications received for the April 1st deadline, item 7, 8, 9. I would ask that the board take action on the applications at the time they are presented for today, as it is a one-day meeting. Our first deferred application is from Chancellor. They are proposing phase three of their infrastructure improvements project. Sanitary sewer improvements include approximately 1,400 feet of new 8-inch PVC sanitary sewer main, sewer services replaced within the right-of-way, and five sewer manholes. Stormwater improvements include installation of approximately 1,300 feet of storm sewer and culverts, which includes extending storm sewer trunk line along the south end of town from 4th Street to 5th Street. This project is anticipated to further improve the inflow and infiltration issues within the community. Total project amount is $1,450,000. That is the amount that's been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,450,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.25% interest for 30 years, with 85.1% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $1,233,000. They have pledged a project surcharge for payment of the loan. Current rates in Chancellor are $62 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $7.05 is needed for the $217,000 net loan, which would bring overall rates to $69.05 based on 5,000 gallons usage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting the bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon the receipt of the 2023 Clean Water State Revolving Fund Capitalization Grants from the EPA. I didn't discuss this with you beforehand, Chair, but maybe it would be easier if I do the drinking water application right away next and then allow the community to speak after that and take action. The Chancellor drinking water application, again, is for phase three of the drinking water distribution system improvements, which includes approximately 1,700 feet of new 6-inch PVC water main, water services within the right-of-way, curb stops, fire hydrants, valves, and fittings. Proposed water main along 5th Street, Ruby Avenue to South Dakota Highway 44 is expected to improve service and provide additional looping for the community. Total project amount is $906,000. That is the amount that has been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $906,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3% for 30 years, with 85% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $770,100. They again have pledged project surcharge for this loan. Current rates, drinking water rates are $65.05 for 5,000 gallons. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $4.05 $1.85 is needed for the $135,900 net loan, which would bring overall rates to $69.90 based on 5,000 gallons usage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution being effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon receipt of the 2023 Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Capitalization Grant from EPA. At this time, I'd offer the opportunity to any representatives of Chancellor to speak on behalf of the project.
Thank you. This is Trent Bruce with VGR Engineering speaking on behalf of the Town of Chancellor. I just want to say thank you for the board's continued support of the improvements in Chancellor. This is phase three of the project, and it will complete the infrastructure improvements for the community, the distribution collection system improvements, and the community is very grateful for your support and commitment to their community. Thank you.
Very good. We'll be looking for two motions.
Two motions.
The first motion is for the sanitary storm sewer for the Town of Chancellor. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved,
Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. The second motion that we're looking for is for the drinking water facilities to follow staff recommendation. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, we'll go on to our next two applications, which are both from Henry. Start off with their clean water application. This project is for the partial replacement or rehabilitation of the existing collection and treatment system to include the replacement of 4,000 feet of sanitary sewer and replacement of the lift station. The project amount is $2 million. This amount has now been requested. Staff did not believe it was feasible to provide funding on the full project scope that was identified in the original applications, which was over $14 million combined between water and wastewater and Henry. We asked Henry to review their projects and submit revised applications to reduce the project scopes for both the water and wastewater improvements. These new applications and the reduced amount being requested reflect those changes that were made. Staff recommendation is to award a $2 million clean water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years with 43.3% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $865,000. They pledge a project surcharge for a payment. Current wastewater rates are a $20 flat rate in Henry. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $45 is needed for the $1,135,000 net loan. In our review, we believe Henry needs approximately $10 per user per month for operation and maintenance costs of the wastewater system, which would bring overall rates to approximately $55. I would note this is slightly lower than some other recommended rates that the board has been approving in recent years. However, we are kind of taking into account Henry has several different additional phases of work to complete to bring their sewer and water system up to date, and they're going to require a fair amount of additional debt in the future too. The loan would be contingent on the borrower adopting a bond resolution, the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon receipt of the 2023 Clean Water State Revolving Fund Capitalization Grants from EPA. I'll move on to the drinking water application for Henry here in London. This project is for the partial replacement of their existing drinking water distribution system, include approximately 5,600 feet of water main and various appurtenances. Total project amount, again, $2 million, and that is the amount they've requested. This is a reduced scope from the original submission that was in front of the board in March. Staff recommendation is to award a $2 million drinking water SRF loan at 0% for 30 years with 70.3% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $1,405,000. We pledge a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $21.67 per 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $15 is needed for the net $595,000 loan. However, when we reviewed their application further, they've had a need to be transferring from other sources into their drinking water account to support operations. We believe they need approximately $40 per month per user for operation and maintenance costs, which would bring total rates up to $55 the surcharge and maintenance costs. Again, slightly lower than a lot of current recommendations. However, a lot of work left to be performed in Henry. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon receipt of the 2023 Drinking Water Safe Revolving Fund capitalization from EPA. We have representatives from Henry on the line. Now is your opportunity to speak on behalf of the project. Anyone from Henry?
Yes, sorry. This is Board President Hannah Olin. I'm here with our Finance Officer, Shelley Fuller, and our Maintenance Personnel, Tony Fuller. We'd like to thank the Board for taking the time to consider our project. We really appreciate it, and we know that it would really help out our community.
Thank you for being available today. We're in need of two motions. The first is with the clean water situation for the City of Henry. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Kennard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. The second part of this is for the water system improvement project for the City of Henry. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Gennert.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our last two deferred applications are both from St. Lawrence. We'll start with their clean water application, and they're proposing to replace sanitary sewer mains and efficient manholes, as well as installing asphalt back over, making repairs to the system along Highway 14. They're also hoping to add some riprap to their wastewater lagoons. Total project amount is $1,138,000. That is the amount they've requested. Staff recommendation is for a $1,138,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years, with 85% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $967,300. They pledge a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are a $55 flat fee in St. Lawrence. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $9.65 is needed for the $170,700 net loan, which would bring total rates to $64.65. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon receipt of the 2023 Clean Water State Revolving Fund Capitalization Grants from EPA. St. Lawrence's drinking water application is proposing to complete phase two of their drinking water improvements, which includes the repair of an existing ground storage tank, placement of water lines and looping of lines. Project is part of a larger planned improvement for the town. It completes work that was originally funded in 2020. This project will be completed concurrent with the wastewater system improvement project which is presented. Total project amount is $940,000. That is the amount that was requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $940,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3% for 30 years with 85% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $799,000. They pledged a project surcharge for a payment of the loan. Current rates are $59 for 5,000 gallons. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $6.65 is needed for the $141,000 net loan, which would bring total rates to $65.65. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon receipt of the 2023 Drinking Water State Revolving Fund application from EPA. There are representatives from St. Lawrence on the line. Now is your opportunity to speak on behalf of the project.
Yes, this is Shirley Peck.
Board.
And we appreciate all the grant projects. We're part of them very well. Thank you.
Shirley, I think you cut out a little bit there, but I think the gist of it was you appreciate the board's funding consideration, and thank you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you much. We'll be looking for two motions. First motion to follow staff recommendation for the City of Lawrence proposing to reline, replace existing water lines, as well as riprap the lagoon. Do we have a motion?
So move, Bernhard.
Second, Gennaric.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We're also looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the City of Lawrence to make improvements in their water system, including expanding and repairing the existing ground storage tank and replacing water lines. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Gennaric.
Second, Lehman.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question?
Mr. Chairman, Jones will abstain.
Noted, thank you. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Very good. Item 7.
Item 7, new drinking water facility funding applications. Our first application is from Crestwater. They are proposing to improve the water distribution system, including replacing 15,400 feet of water main, replacing meters and existing valves and hydrants. The project was originally funded in March 2021 with a $2 million drinking water SRF loan at 100% principal forgiveness and a $68,000 consolidated loan. Costs have risen significantly, and this additional funding is needed to complete the full project. Total project amount for this next phase is $1,912,410. That is the amount that's been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,912,410 drinking water SRF loan at 2.75% for 30 years, with 85% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $1,625,000. They pledged a project surcharge for payment. Our rates are $58.15 per 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $15.20 is needed for the net $287,410 loan. Staff anticipates total rates in Crestbar will be $73.35 at project completion. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. Contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon receipt of the 2023 Drinking Water State Revolving Fund capitalization grants from EPA. There are representatives from Crestbar on the line. Now's your opportunity to speak.
April Bowler here with IMAG, speaking on behalf of the City of Crestbar. Just wanted to say that the city appreciates all the time and support we've received. This allows the project to be possible. The service that your staff and this program provides are essential to the growth and improvement of small communities like Crestbar, and we thank you very much for providing us with this opportunity.
question. In your write-up, you talk about a meter reading system. Is that remote or drive-by?
At this point, we haven't gotten far enough down the design process to pick one of those.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation with the Crest Park Drinking Water Improvement Project?
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Gnerk.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried.
All right, our next application is from Bearview Valley Water. They are requesting additional funding for improvements to include installation of approximately 20 miles of water main along Alkali Road, construction of a new 3,500-foot deep well into the Madison Aquifer, along with a higher capacity pump, a new 150,000-gallon ground storage reservoir, booster station, and some miscellaneous site piping. Total project amount is $7,893,140. They're requesting $1.5 million at this time. In April 2022, the board provided a total of $6,317,500 for the project. That included state ARPA grant funds of $5,202,000, a drinking water SRF loan of $1,150,500, as well as a little over $75,000 of local cash for this system. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,500,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years, with 20% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $300,000. They pledge the system revenue for payment of the loan. Current rates are $112.85 per 7,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates current rates and the recommended loan would not provide sufficient debt coverage. Staff believes Bearview Valley needs to increase total revenue approximately $30,000 yearly. This would equate to approximately $4.90 per user per month if applied across equally, and raise rates to approximately $117.75 for 7,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for payment of the loan, contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, contingent upon an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by Rural Utility Service, Bearview Valley Water, and the district, and contingent upon receiving the 2023 Drinking Water State Revolving Fund capitalization grants from EPA. We have representatives from Bearview Valley Water on the line. Now is your opportunity to speak.
Hello, this is Travis Featherston with DJ Engineering, speaking on behalf of Bearview Valley Water. So they just wanted to say thank you to the board for their continued support and taking time to hear their request. So these are improvements that are helping with the supply of reliable drinking water with continued growth that they have experienced in their service area. So once again, thank you.
Thank you for being available today. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation for Alkali Road expansion backup well.
So moved, Gnerk.
Second, planning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question?
Mr. Chairman, Jones will abstain.
Thank you. All in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from Centerville. This project is to construct a new 100,000-gallon water tower to replace the existing storage standpipe, which would need significant maintenance and repairs to be able to meet current standards. Total project amount is $1,412,000. That is the amount that has been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,412,000 drinking water SRF loan at 2.75% for 30 years. They pledge a project surcharge for a payment. Current rates in Centerville are $42.58 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $14.55 is needed for the loan. We do believe that Centerville is able to restructure the rates and include the surcharge as well as operational maintenance costs with total rates of $55 based on 5,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. We have representatives from Centerville on the line. Now's your opportunity to speak. Anyone from Centerville?
Okay, we're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the Centerville Water Tower. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or discussion?
Mr. Chairman, Jones will abstain.
Thank you. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, our next application is from Millbank. They are seeking funding to make improvements to their water supply and treatment system, including upgrading existing wells, adding new wells, upgrading pumps, and making improvements to their treatment facilities. Total project amount is $12,500,000. That is the amount that's been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $12,500,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years. They pledged a project surcharge for a payment of the loan. Current rates in Millbank are $20.18 for 5,000 gallons. Millbank charges rates based on meter size, with multiplying factors for larger meters, and then has volumetric-based water usage charging. The city has the Valley Queen Cheese Factory, which uses over 50% of the system's water. Millbank has provided information for the proposed rate increases in the next few years that demonstrate the ability to charge a base and volume-based combined surcharge, which would generate the required annual surcharge revenue. These rate increases would result in total residential user rates of $36.15 for 5,000 gallons at the recommended loan. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there are representatives of Millbank online, now's your opportunity to speak.
This is Mayor Pat Raffi with the City of Millbank. Would just like to thank the board for their consideration on this project. It will really help with growth of our community, both on residential and commercial level. I'm here with City Administrator Foreman and Finance Officer Schumacher. We are available if anyone has any questions for us. Thank you.
I have a question. What is a polyphosphate dosing facility?
Polyphosphate dosing facility is our water is predominantly driven from wells, which is heavy in iron. The iron will the polyphosphate will suspend the iron and keep it from settling out in our tanks.
Does the iron give you red coloring in the water?
If it gets bad enough, it does. Not all the time, but it does at times.
Okay, thank you.
We have the same problem, but we conquered it differently.
We're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the Millbank water supply and treatment improvements. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Jones.
Bernhardt will second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Our next application is from North Sioux City. The communities of North Sioux City and Dakota Dunes Community Improvement District want to establish an interconnection between their distribution systems to increase redundancy and improve both of their storage capacities with this. This will also allow for maintenance activities to both systems' elevated storage tanks with less risk of pressure issues. The project consists of a meter vault with a control valve, some control improvements, and approximately 1,000 feet of water main. The communities are currently working on an agreement to share water. Total project amount is $580,000. That is the amount that's been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $580,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3% for 20 years. We pledge a project surcharge for payment. Current rates are $30 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $3.05 is needed for the loan, bringing total rates to $33.05. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. There are representatives from North Sioux City on the line. Now is your opportunity to speak. Anyone from North Sioux City?
Okay, we're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the water interconnect system project in North Sioux City. Do we have a motion?
Bernard will move.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from Big Sioux Community Water System. They're proposing to increase capacity and improve customer pressures with improvements in the Lake Madison area. Project includes 5.2 miles of new 8-inch and 6-inch water main and three segments of looping of the system. Total project amount is $2,200,000. That is the amount that's been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $2,200,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years. They pledge the system revenue for repayment. Current rates are $81.05 for 7,000 gallons. Our analysis is that to provide the necessary 110% revenues for this loan, cost per user if applied across the board would be $4.50. That would generate the necessary revenue for that debt repayment. Big Sioux is part of a joint project which is known as Shared Resources, and that was funded by the board in 2022. There was also, which included a loan component. There was also a secondary loan for Big Sioux specifically for upgrades to their systems related to that joint effort. We've reviewed the associated debt for those projects, which has not had the rate increases put in place yet, and believe that with projected operational and maintenance costs, and debt costs, and the current system, current number of users and volume purchase, rural household rates would need to be approximately $130 per 7,000 gallons to support the projects. We know these rates, though, will be able to be reduced based on additional water sales and new users added related to that shared resources project. So we feel that that's a worst case scenario. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for payment of the loan. Contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage. Contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And contingent upon an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by Rural Utility Service, Cobank, Big Sioux Community Water System, and the district. We have representatives from Big Sioux Community Water on the line. Now is your opportunity to speak. Jody, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, Jody Johansson, General Manager, Big Sioux Community Water System. I'd just like to thank the board for their consideration of this project and all the hard work you do. Thank you.
Thanks for being available today. We're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the Big Sioux Community Water System improvements. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Gennerick.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next application is from Hartford. They are proposing to connect two areas of the city to create a loop to improve resiliency and increase water quality and quantity. The improvements would run from the intersection of Vandemark Avenue and Railroad Street to the east along Railroad Street to Highway 38. Total project amount is $990,800. They've requested $490,800, with the remaining $500,000 coming from local cash. Staff recommendation is to award a $490,800 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years. They pledge the system revenue for payment of the loan. Current rates in Hartford are $46.82 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates current water user rates provide 329% coverage for the loan. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. There are representatives from Hartford on the line. Now's your opportunity to speak.
Thank you. This is Teresa Seidel with the City of Hartford. Once again, I want to thank the board, too, for your consideration of this project. I think Andy explained it well. It'll provide that water loop on the east side of the city, which we need, plus it'll provide a main on the east side, which will help service additional land that's recently been annexed and is slated for development. So, thank you.
Very good. I'd also like to say thank you for having a local cash available, $500,000. That's to be commended. We're looking for a motion to follow staff. We're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the Highway 38 water main extension. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve, Jones.
So moved. Second, Gennerick.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, our last drinking water application from Minnehaha Community Water Corp. They are proposing installation of a 12-inch line to the newly erected water tower near Humboldt. This will allow better flow to the new tower and improve water pressure in the area. The board did provide funding for this project originally in January of 2021. They've seen some cost increases. Additionally, this project will include upgrades to their existing control panels at both water treatment plants. This work will include removing old programmable logic controllers, or PLCs, and new equipment will be installed and rewired with the existing instrumentation. Total project amount is $4,670,000, and that is the amount that has been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $4,670,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years. They pledge the system revenue for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $81.50 for 7,000 gallons. Our analysis is that to provide the necessary 110% revenues for this loan, it would take approximately $4.20 per user to generate that necessary 110% coverage. Again, much like Big Sioux, Minnehaha is the other joint partner in the Shared Resources Project, which was funded by the board in 2022, and that also included additional loan funds for Minnehaha in their own system. We've again reviewed the associated debt with those projects, along with operational costs for all projects. Based on their current number of users and the volume of water purchased, we believe rural household rates would need to be approximately $124 per 7,000 gallons to support all projects. Again, these rates we believe would be able to be reduced through, though, based on additional water sales and new users to be added related to the projects. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, the promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for repayment of the loan. Contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage. Contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. and contingent on an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by Rural Utility Service, Minnehaha Community Water Corp., and the district. If there are representatives from Minnehaha Community Water on the line, now's your opportunity to speak.
Hi, this is Scott Buss, Executive Director of Minnehaha Community Water. I'd just like to say thank you to the staff and to the board for consideration and support for all of our projects, and make myself available for any questions.
Very good. I do have a question. I know I'm asking it out of order when I run the appeal, but my question is this new money or is this the additional cost that was on top of what was requested before, prior?
I'll let Scott answer in more detail, but some of both.
It is a little bit of both. The original loan was for $7.5 million. We will probably close that short by maybe $1 million, and then this loan will cover the basically 1/4 of the original project. It was 2 water towers, a booster station, and 12 miles of line. And we just ran into higher costs with a shortage of supplies and the COVID increase in supply chain costs.
Okay, thank you much. We're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the water treatment plant control panel upgrades and distribution improvements. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Gennerick.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. All right, item number 8, sanitary storm sewer facilities applications. Tina, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Chair Consul.
This is where we ask 100 really difficult questions.
hopefully not too many. All right, Chairman Solo, members of the board, our first application is from the City of Lake Norton. They are seeking additional funding for the North Lift Station and Wastewater Treatment Lagoon Repair Projects. These projects were previously funded in March 2021, but require additional funding due to bids coming in higher than expected. The total project amount is $500,000, which is also the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $500,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $57.55 for 5,000 gallons of usage. Staff analysis indicates that a surcharge of $7.65 is needed for the recommended loan. However, rates could be restructured and the rates can stay at the current $65.55 for 5,000 gallons. The loan will be contingent upon the borrower adopting the bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. At this time, I'd like to offer the opportunity for representatives from Lake Norton to address the board.
Yes, this is Joe Munson with Banner Associates. The city was not able to make it, but asked us to speak on their behalf, and want to thank the staff and their board for considering this additional funding needed. The city actually also has put a reduction in the project and is originally was going to do four lagoon rehabs and reduce the project size and scope to meet funding availability, as well as is rehabbing 2 of the lagoons with this project. So thank you, and if you have any questions, let us know.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation for the Lake Norton project?
So moved, Jones.
Second, Lehman.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Before we go on, I would like to encourage anyone that is not particularly talking at a moment to please mute their microphones.
next application is from the City of Brandon. The City of Brandon is seeking additional funding for the East Side Sewer Main Extension Project. The project will reconstruct sanitary sewer on the east side of Brandon and construct a new trunk sewer to allow for future residential development. This board awarded an ARPA grant in September of 2022. The total project amount is $3,905,000. The amount requested is $893,233, with additional funding coming from local ARPA, the previous awarded ARPA, and then $2,029 approximately in local sewer revenue bond. Staff recommendation is for no funding at this current time. The City of Brandon has already received some ARPA funds for this project. At this time, no recommendations for additional ARPA funds are being provided to projects within the 2022 Senate Bill 62, Sections 1 through 3, which were the percentage and population-based grants. Staff is currently working on a plan to move forward with the reallocation of returned ARPA monies provided through Senate Bill 62, and with the removal of the original criteria passed in the 2023 Senate Bill 20. Follow-up with the City of Brandon indicated that the City of Brandon is not requesting any additional SRF loan funds. If there is anyone representing the City of Brandon, now is your time to speak.
Yes, thank you. This is Chuck Bruce with DGR Engineering, and I just wanted to say thanks for the consideration, and yes, we are have had conversations with the staff, and they're tracking the recommendations, and very appreciative of the funds that have been received previously, and are thankful for the consideration.
Thank you for being available. So we're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for zero funding. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Lehman.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next we have two applications from City of Phillip. I will be starting with sanitary sewer improvements application. The City of Phillip is proposing the sanitary sewer improvements for the Northeast Wastewater Project. The city was previously awarded funding for the Northeast Wastewater Project in April 2022. Due to construction and material cost increases, bids came in higher than anticipated. This application requests additional funds for the Northeast Wastewater Project and to add additional work in the Stewart Avenue area. The Northeast Project area will include cleaning, televising, and lining of approximately 1,780 linear feet of 8-inch sewer main. The Stewart Avenue project consists of replacement of approximately 531 linear feet of 8-inch sewer main, 378 linear feet of 12-inch sewer main, the installation of 3 sewer manholes, and related equipment. The total project amount is $1,395,875. The amount requested is $1,040,830. Other funding is being provided through local ARPA, the state ARPA match, and the previously awarded consolidated loans. Staff recommendation is to award $1,040,830 clean water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of this loan. The current rates are at $34 for 5,000 gallons of usage. Financial analysis from the staff indicates a surcharge of $12.75 is needed for the recommended loan, bringing overall rates to $46.75. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. The loan is also contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. Chairman Soule, would you like to continue with the second bullet project?
Certainly.
The second fellow project, the City of Philip is also proposing the construction of new storm sewer as part of a planned water and wastewater improvement project. The project proposes installation of 356 linear feet of reinforced concrete storm pipe ranging in size from 15 inch to 27 inch. Two new storm sewer manholes, six storm water inlets, curb and gutter, a 950 square foot retaining wall to alleviate sediment and runoff, and related surfacing and equipment. The total project amount is $800,342, which is also the requested amount. The staff recommendation is to award a $800,342 clean water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years. The city has pledged sales tax revenue for repayment of this loan. Staff analysis indicates sales tax revenue will provide 298% coverage, debt coverage, which will exceed the required 120% debt coverage for sales tax debt. This loan will be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. If there's any representatives from the City of Philip on the line, now is the time to address the board.
Good afternoon. This is Jacob Sunny with SPN Associates. I'll be representing the City of Philip today. They wanted to thank you for your support and consideration on these projects, and I'm available for any questions.
Thank you, Jacob. Well, we take this in two separate motions. The first motion is for the Northeast Wastewater and Stewart Avenue area wastewater improvements. Do we have a motion?
Question.
So moved, Jones.
Second, Lehman.
There we go. We have a motion and a second. Comments and questions.
Okay. What is this other DANR consolidated money?
That was the wastewater loan. This was previously awarded funds back in April 2022. As I mentioned, the project came in higher than expected, so they're requesting additional funds for the project. And then they're adding in an additional portion.
But this is part of the money that they're supplying.
It's the other funding that's also available.
It's the other funding, part of the overall funding package.
Yeah.
And so that was approved by the board last year in April. They bid the project, bids came in high. They decided they had some other work that they were looking at doing that was on the state water plan too. They decided to request funding for that additional cost overrun plus the additional new project in hopes that a larger project will help them see some more advantageous bids. Jacob with SBN might be able to shed a little more light on their plans for that.
So this is money
That's
from
correct,
a previous
Andy.
Project. Okay.
We only saw one bidder on that project, and part of that may be due to the project size. It was only estimated at about a $300,000 project. We're hoping by combining these two projects together, we will see advantageous bids, kind of do a little bit more work in bulk and see the contractor become interested in this project.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. The second part of the project for Philip, we're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the Stewart Avenue area storm sewer improvements. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Gnerk.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye. An aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Item number 9, Solid Waste Management Program Funding Applications. Andy.
Back again. Before we get started with the solid waste management program applications, I would like to just quickly stress the funds available going into this board meeting. This one's simple. We have about $670,000 available for solid waste management program funding at this time. I would note that we had six applications and they requested a total of approximately $1.7 million. Certainly not sufficient funding. In the past, sometimes we've been able to recommend Clean Water SRF funding for some of those projects. None of these projects were eligible for that type of funding, so there's certainly a shortfall of funds available to fund all projects fully. With that, we will move on to our first solid waste funding application. That is for Belle Fouche. They are planning to purchase a pre-shredding machine to increase on-site volume reduction of municipal solid waste at their landfill. Shredder will also be used to grind tree branches and stumps for composting and resale, as well as tires. In January of 2023, the board awarded a $72,000 solid waste management program grant for the project. At that time, Belle Fouche had indicated they were not interested in a loan. This application was submitted requesting loan for 40% of the project that was not originally funded by the board. Total project amount is $718,385. The current request is for $287,192, and they are providing $359,193 of local cash. Staff recommendation is to award a $287,192 solid waste management program loan at 3% for 20 years. They pledged solid waste revenues for repayment of the loan. Our analysis indicates that the current solid waste revenues for Belle Fouche provide far more than the required 100% coverage for the loan. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. There are representatives from Belle Fouche on the line. Now's your opportunity to speak.
Hello, my name is Ryan Reeves. I'm with the City of Belle Fouche. Just like to appreciate the board's recommendation for consideration on this project, and thank you for your time.
Thanks for being available today.
Question. What is the SWMP grant?
That's the Solid Waste Management Program. That is your program. In January 2023, this board awarded a $72,000 grant for this project.
Okay.
The town has since, or city has since decided that instead of providing all local cash, they would ask for a loan for the remaining portion that they're not putting in.
But you said originally also that they were not interested in a loan.
That is what they had indicated on their application at that time. I believe they've changed their mind.
There you go. Yeah. All right, we're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the City of Belle Fouche shredder and ancillary equipment acquisition. Do we have a motion?
Gennert makes the motion.
Bernard will second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from Brookings. They've requested funding for an annual household hazardous waste collection and disposal event. Total project amount is $40,000, and they requested $30,000 and would provide $10,000 for local cash. Staff recommendation is for no funding. The proposed project does meet the eligibility requirements of the Solid Waste Management Program. However, staff does not believe funding from the Solid Waste Management Program should be provided or that sufficient funds are available to fund yearly reoccurring activities that community chooses to pursue. Funding projects like this would set a precedent that would limit available funds for capital improvements needed, which is the true purpose of the Solid Waste Management Program funds. Brookings did submit a similar application for presentation to the board in 2022. Staff recommended, and the board approved no funding for the costs at that time. There are representatives from Brookings that would like to speak. Now is your opportunity.
Hi, my name is Katie Stiglmeyer from the Brookings Regional Landfill. I just want to thank you for your time and consideration again today.
Thank you for being available. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation for zero funding for the household hazardous waste collection event. Do we have a motion?
Bernard will move approval.
Second, Gennaro.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Our next application is from Brown County. They're proposing to purchase a new loader for the landfill facility to replace an existing loader that's 25 years old. For project amount is $462,162. The amount requested is $231,081. They're providing that same amount of local cash for the project. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 20.1%, not to exceed $92,500. This level is consistent with the board's typical awards for a project for solid waste disposal. Brown County indicated they were not interested in a loan and will use local funds for the portion of the project not funded by the grant. There are representatives from Brown County on the line. Now is your opportunity to speak.
Yes, this is Mike Scott, manager at Brown County Landfill, Aberdeen. We appreciate the chance to apply and the recommendation by the board. Thank you.
Thanks for being available today.
Let me get this straight. The recommendation is for no funding.
No, the recommendation is for a 20.1% grant for of $92,500.
Okay.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Jones.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Next application is from Huron. They are proposing to purchase a new hook truck and six roll-off containers. Both the truck and containers will be used for a collection of recyclable materials such as cardboard and single-stream recyclables, as well as used for solid waste activities. The project amount is $277,252. They've requested $138,626, with the same amount being provided in local funds. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 30.2%, not to exceed $83,500. This recommended amount is based on the equipment serving both solid waste and recycling purposes, not solely for recycling activities. This is consistent with the words of this type of projects from the board in the past. Karen indicated they were not interested in a loan and would use local funds for the portion of the project not funded by the grant. We have representatives from Huron on the line. Now is your opportunity to speak.
This is Dale Fortin from Huron. Appreciate the consideration and the amount that you guys are willing to give forward to this project. I can answer any questions if you have them.
Thank you for being available. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
What are the staff recommendations again?
Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 30.2%, not to exceed $83,500.
And I thought they were made the comment they're not interested in a loan.
We're not providing a loan, we're providing a grant only.
Okay.
The remainder of the funds would be that are local cash.
Okay, I've lost my place. Do we have a motion?
No.
We're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Bernard.
Second, Gennaro.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Next application is from Madison. They're proposing to purchase land for a restricted use site facility. The existing site is nearing capacity. The city has identified a site that would fulfill this need, which is comprised of 73 acres. Total project amount is $547,800. They've requested $109,560. The remaining $438,240 would be provided by local cash. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 20%, not to exceed $109,560, which was the amount requested. This grant level, again, is consistent with awards for this type of project, and this funding, along with their proposed local funds, would fully fund the land purchase. If there are representatives from Madison on the line, now is your opportunity to speak.
Mayor Roy Lindsay is here, and I want to thank you. We greatly appreciate your funding assistance and the partnership in keeping our restricted use site in operation. Thank you.
Thanks for being available today, and it's a thank you for having local cash available to help keep the pool available for us. So thank you.
So I have a comment.
Thank you.
It looks like you're paying about $6,500 per acre. Is that correct?
Actually, in that, I believe it was closer to $7,500. We've been working on this for about 6 years, and the first thing you got to find is land that it will qualify as a restricted use site and a seller that is willing to part with it so that you can do that. So it's taken us many years to get to this point.
Very good. Is that, how long is that land going to last you?
At this, currently in that, we'll do approximately 3 to 4 acre restricted use site, and usually that'll last us close to 10 years. So we're figuring this year will be 50 years or longer before we would be looking for another one. And currently we have 4 buildings and that, you know, that need to be put into the landfill, but our current one is so close to full and that they'll be put off until the new site is open.
Thank you for the clarification. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Gennerk.
Move to approve. Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Our last solid waste application is from Winner. They're proposing to purchase an existing recycling structure from Tripp County. Once purchased, the city will incorporate elements to enable the transfer of solid waste from local collection to allow hauling to the Tri-County landfill. They also implement standardized solid waste containers for individual and commercial uses to be collected by the city contracted hauler. Project includes purchase of a walking floor trailer, used semi-tractor, compact articulated loader, and repairs to the existing baler. Total project amount was $1,500,343. They requested $900,000. Remaining $600,343 would be from local cash. This time, staff is recommending no funding. It's primarily based on the total amount of available solid waste management program funds at the beginning of the board meeting would not have been sufficient to fund this project alone. Staff would recommend that if Winter wants to pursue this project, they resubmit an application for the January 1st, 2024 funding deadline. That project could be presented to the board in March of 2024 when it is anticipated the new solid waste management program allotment of funds through the omnibus bill would be available to assist in funding the project. I believe we do have representatives from Winter in the back of the room today. If you'd like to say anything.
Just Mayor Brozek here from Winter. I'd like to thank the board for the consideration of this project. It's a project that we will move forward with, and we do appreciate the recommendation from staff.
Thank you for being here today.
Yes, sir.
If the funds had been available, we would have been making some sort of a funding recommendation.
Understand.
Yeah. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation for zero funding.
So moved, Gennerk.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Just real briefly, recap of the available funds. As I said, we started with $670,000. The board's actions here today on the solid waste funding, we'll recap water and sewer in a few minutes, was $572,752. So that leaves us with an available balance of $96,613. So not a whole lot of funds available in the solid waste program after this meeting for a little while. All right,
item number 10, Mitchell, additional funding request for drinking water. Abby.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Chairman Sobel and members of the board, on January 26th, 2022, the city of Mitchell was awarded an $11 million drinking water SRF loan for the Drinking Water System Improvements Project. On March 20th, 2023, the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources received a letter from the city of Mitchell requesting that the loan be amended to include an additional $5 million. The additional funding is necessary to cover increased construction, material, and labor costs. This increase will bring the project totals to $16 million. Staff recommendation is to rescind Resolution 2022-92, which awarded the original drinking water SRF loan, and award a $16 million drinking water SRF loan at 1.875% for 30 years, with 6.3% principal forgiveness not to exceed $1 million. Current rates in Mitchell are $36.88 per 5,000 gallons. Staff analysis indicates that the original award surcharge and rate increases required for the additional funds in the Randall Community Water District project will result in rates of approximately $68.75 per 5,000 gallons. The loan is contingent on the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon the receipt of the 2023 Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Capitalization Grant from EPA. And I think the wrong information is up on screen, just that way. That looks like great fish.
Okay, do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. All right, item number 11.
Okay. Chairman Sobel and members of the board, on June 23rd, 2022, the city of Spearfish was awarded a $3,234,000 drinking water SRF loan and a $1,386,000 American Rescue Plan Act grant for the Exit 17 Water Tank and Well Project. On May 1st, 2023, the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources received a letter from the City of Spearfish requesting that the loan be amended to include an additional $3,648,327. The additional funding is based on an updated engineer's opinion of probable estimated project costs. Spearfish will be contributing $1,410,435 in local funds towards the project. This increase will bring the project total to $9,678,762. Staff recommendation is to rescind Resolution 2022-386, which awarded the original drinking water SRF loan, and award a $6,882,327 drinking water SRF loan at 1.625% for 30 years. Staff analysis indicates the current rates of $32.93 will provide 171% debt coverage. The loan is contingent on the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Gennerk.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Abby. Item number 12. Copper Oaks, number one, Water Association request. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a request to deobligate some funding the board provided. In March 30th this year, the board awarded Copper Oaks, number one, Water Association a $93,000 consolidated water facilities construction program loan for its water system improvements. On May 8th, DNR received the letter that's attached to the title page from Copper Oaks requesting to deobligate the loan and say that they will attempt to find other financing to move forward with the project. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2023-59, which awarded the consolidated water facilities construction program loan for this project.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation to rescind the dollars.
So moved, Gunnarik.
Second, Jim Mosley.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 13.
Amendment number 13 is a request to amend Webb's Water Development Association's drinking water funding package. September 29, 2022, the Webb Water Development Association was awarded a $39,650,000 drinking water SRF loan. These funds were awarded to Webb as part of the larger water investment in Northern South Dakota, or WINS project. The WINS project is a regional undertaking which would provide increased water capacity to Webb, City of Aberdeen, and BDM Water System. On June 8th, we received a letter from Webb requesting an amendment to the drinking water funding package awarded by the board. Webb received advantageous bids as part of some other projects that were provided ARPA grants earlier in 2022. Based on the language in the ARPA grant agreement, the grant amounts were reduced proportionally by a combined total of $14,623,380. Webb has requested the board allow those deobligated ARPA funds to be reallocated to this next phase of the WINS project work. The WINS project is a significant regionalization project which was funded and not subject to the percentage-based allocation criteria of the 2022 Senate Bill 62, which provided the $600 million of ARPA funds. This was funded under Section 5 of that bill, which allowed increased funding allowances for regionalization-type projects. This request will allow the WINS project partners to continue towards completion on what is anticipated to be over $755 million project in total. Staff recommendation is to amend the Webb drinking water funding package to award a new ARPA grant of $14,623,380. The request letter had a couple other items in it. One was to have their existing loan reduced proportionally. I had some discussions with Webb on that, and staff is able to do that administratively in the future. There's no need for the board to take action with the exact amount that they might need, little unknown. Decision was to just leave that alone at this time. We'll reassess that a little bit more in the future if need be, or they may leave it alone, and if they don't need it, they just won't utilize it. The other request in that letter was for the board to remove the grant reduction language for this grant in case of advantageous bids. Staff does not recommend that we move forward with removal of that. One reason is to remain consistent with all other ARPA grants that have been awarded at this time. And the other reason is that, until you see actual bids, you don't know what you're agreeing to. So we think it's best to wait and leave that section in the grant at this time. So again, recommendation is to award Webb a ARPA grant of $14,623,380. I do believe there may be representatives from Webb on the line right now, and if you'd like to say anything to the board, please do so.
Hi, this is Angie Hamrick, General Manager with Webb Water.
I would just say thank you for the consideration to reallocate these grant dollars, and I am available for questions.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Question with Andy.
Yes, sir.
Is this this water lines construction and all the rest was suggested years ago, and it was north of Pier up there, where it was going to take in water from Waukee and move it all the way east?
No, this is a different project than that. I mean, you're talking more like a Waukee irrigation project. That is not this. This is a drinking water project. Webb has an existing water intake near Mobridge, and they already pipe water east and further east of Aberdeen. This is to install basically a parallel pipeline, increased size, that will allow Webb to service some areas of their system that they can't currently provide needed capacity, and for future growth. It will provide water for Aberdeen to get rid of their pretty poor quality existing water, and for future growth, and then would provide some ability for BDM to have additional water, which they'll need in the future too.
So what is that? What does WEB stand for?
Webb, Walworth, Edmonds, and
Walworth.
Brown. The counties. That was their kind of original primary service area. However, it's much more extensive than that at this time.
Thank you.
Okay, we're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Bernhard will move approval.
Second by Gennert.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item number 14, Lake Thompson Water Project.
Before we move on real quick, Chairman, I'd like to just kind of recap. That was the last action for any new funding today, so just kind of recap where those funds are at. It's coming. It takes a moment. There we go. So as far as subsidy funds available after this board meeting, American Rescue Plan Act, we made the one award here to Webb for just under $14 million, so that takes that balance down to just under $8.1 million. So that's a little more indicative of what has actually been returned. Once you take off the $5.8 million from Lewis and Clark, you can actually see pretty limited dollar amounts at this point have been deobligated from projects. Consolidated program, there were no recommendations made in today's funding. Similarly for the drinking water construction grants and the clean water SRF water quality grants, those numbers, no recommendations were made at this board meeting. I anticipate we may get into those next round. The drinking water SRF principal forgiveness, there was $300,000 supported of the balance available to any borrower at the top, so that's down to about $394,000. We did not recommend any funding from the base grant disadvantaged community allotment, so that remains at around $1.975 million. The principal forgiveness allocations for drinking water today were provided from the BIL supplemental funding. It was just under $5.6 million for a total of $4,935,000 remaining. No recommendations again from the emerging contaminants or for lead service lines. Didn't have any projects that met that qualification. Clean water principal forgiveness, again, did not recommend the funds coming out of the base principal forgiveness allotment, so that remains at $1.473 million. And the funding that was recommended came from the BIL supplemental principal forgiveness, a little over $3 million, so that balance goes down to $2,144,000 about. Still some sizable balances for those projects that qualify out of those funds. So I will let Tina move on.
Thank you, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, let's hear about Lake Thompson.
All right. Karen Fogel, member of the board. The Board of Water and Natural Resources has been designated by South Dakota Codified Law, Chapter 46A-18, to approve the formation of a water project district if at least 60% of the votes cast in the formation election are favorable. The proposed Lake Thompson Area Water Project District held an election in Kingsbury County on May 23, 2023, to decide whether to organize a water project district. The election has been certified by the Kingsbury County Commissioners and establishes that the voters in Kingsbury County approved by a vote of 24 in favor of the formation and 9 against the formation of the Lake Thompson Area Water Project District, which is a favorable vote of at least 60% of the votes cast. Staff recommendation is to approve the resolution creating and establishing the Lake Thompson Area Water Project District and direct that a true copy of this resolution be filed with the Secretary of State.
Very good. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved,
Second, Gernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 15. Andy.
Just can't get rid of me. Item number 15 is a request from Brookings to amend their loan security pledge for drinking water SRF loan 03. On January 5th, 2023, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded Brookings a $1 million. Oh, I see a typo. I'm going to apologize for that right now. It was a $1 million drinking water SRF loan, not a clean water SRF loan, as the title page stated. I typed it, it's my fault. With 49% forgiveness. Pledge for the original application was a project surcharge. Staff has had conversations with the City of Brookings about a change of pledge from a project surcharge to a system revenue. The city found that as the lead line replacement project will not benefit the entire city, and therefore it's more fitting to designate system revenues for the repayment of those debts. On June 5th, 2023, staff received a letter from Brookings outlining this request that the security of the loan be repaid by the city's water revenues. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2023-04 and re-award a new $1 million drinking water SRF loan at 1.875% for 30 years, with 49% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $490,000. System revenue will be pledged for repayment of the loan. Our analysis is the existing revenues of the system will provide the required 110% debt coverage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting bond resolution and the resolution becomes effective.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Jones.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comments or question? I have a comment. This is one more example of how deep in the weeds staff goes to correct situations with loans and grants, and it's much appreciated by this board.
Thank you.
All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Last item on the agenda, item 16, is an update regarding the September 28th, 29th meeting. I would like to just take one moment. I think many on the board are aware, Carl Adam and Vance Newman both had their terms up at the end of this month, so tomorrow. They both requested to not seek reappointment, so they will not be moving forward on the board. We're working on trying to find some folks to fill those vacancies, but I'd just like to take a minute. I know Carl and Vance aren't on, but thank them for their time, for their service, for their efforts. They both put in some time, but shows that it wasn't quite right for them to continue serving on the board. So just wanted to take that brief moment. I am anticipating the September meeting will probably be on the 28th, which is a Thursday. Probably be a one-day meeting starting at 1 o'clock unless we learn of a whole lot of new information to try and handle. But I'm not anticipating a huge, long agenda. Of course, we'll probably have a few new funding applications for water, sewer funding especially. Solid waste, I'm anticipating fairly limited since there's not much funding there. State water plan and intended use plan amendments as usual. Tina will be preparing and presenting the interim legislative bond review committee report at that meeting. We will do the election of officers as always at that meeting. And then I'm sure we will have a few other, at this time unknown, adjustments, amendments to some existing funding applications or awards. So that is what I'm aware of at this time.
Very good. Thank you.
So, Andy, do we have to have a full board in order to have an election?
No, we do not have to have a full board. We just need a quorum to take action on votes. I'm hopeful we may have reappointments done. You know, kind of one of those things that's hard to know when that's going to come out, but hoping we'll have people there to serve, but you know, we don't need to have a full board available for those elections.
Okay. Item number 17, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Jones.
Second, your name.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone, for your time today. Much appreciated.